For us as a party, as a UPND, we pretty just welcome and respect the decision of the court, just like we have done before when the court has made a ruling that did not go in the way of our anticipation. So we are a law-abiding party, and regardless of outcome, we respect the law because we know that the law is the pinnacle of the architecture of governance. And therefore, we want to encourage our colleagues as stakeholders to go in line with the verdict of the court. This, in our view, has given finality to a long-standing national question which has plagued and exercised national debate.
You mentioned in 2021 that this issue should have been settled, but President Lungu was allowed to participate. Now he's claiming that there's political interference in the Constitutional Court decision.
Politicians are politicians and they are cut from different cloths. Sometimes when a politician loses their argument, politicians do not have a straight face to stand up to their supporters and stand up to the citizens and absorb what has been rendered before them. They would rather appear, you know, to move away from the discussion table with valid arguments, even when their arguments have been thoroughly nullified. As you have seen in the judgment today, the court went to length, citing local and international legal jurisprudence and precedents to ensure that no stone was left unturned. I would like to indicate that after the judgment, we as government, through my ministry, did a press briefing which to indicate very, very clearly and in no uncertain terms that for us, this has nothing to do with an individual. This has to do with settling the law going forward so that the law is certain and predictable, because it is important to have a predictable and settled law in terms of political, economic, and national security, stability, and sustainability.